This image of the light of the world, being the light of the world, it's one of those we hear so often. And it's one of those that it's such a striking image. It's so clear to us what our Lord is trying to say. You know, we can think of taking a light and putting a basket over it. Like you have a flashlight or a lamp and you cover it completely so that it doesn't produce any light. What good's that lamp? You know, what good is that going to do? It's not going to provide any light to be able to see with. And yet the smallest of lamps, the smallest of lights, even just a candle flame in a completely dark room can light up so much. We can make it so that almost is day in that room. Just the slightest little bit of light. It's such a beautiful imagery. This idea of being the light to the world, shining the radiance of Christ in the world, is such a powerful image. Are there people in our lives who we have seen the light of Christ through? I think if we really stop and think about it, each and every one of us will have a story of someone who we knew who radiated Christ, who truly was the light of the world. Maybe it was our parents. Maybe our parents were great examples of what it looked like to live as a Christian. Flawed as we all are, sinful as we all are, but yet they overcame that by seeking to daily live as a Christian. Maybe it was a teacher who inspired us to do better, to go stronger in our both in our education and in our faith life. Maybe it was an example in this parish. There was somebody in this parish who you looked up to or currently look up to, someone who's still here, that is an example in your mind. Maybe it was a religious sister, a religious brother, a priest who really showed what it looked like to serve Christ and to serve his people. You know, in my case, I can think of two, and they were actually a husband and a wife. The wife was one of our instructors for religious education in Culbertson. And she actually taught our confirmation class, because that was still when confirmation was in high school, not in elementary school like we do now. And she was a great example of what it looked like to live as a Christian. She's also the one who told me, not asked, told me 3 times that I was going to be a priest. And of course, my response was, not going to happen. So I had to, you know, eat a little crow there. But the other example was her husband. And her husband was also a great example of living a Christian life. He was always a very joyful man. People always enjoyed being around him. And I ended up asking him to be my confirmation sponsor because I admired him so much for his example and for his joy. Sadly, about 5 years later, he contracted cancer and died. But he was such an example in the world. Such an example. You know, he's one of those people that no one really ever has anything bad to say about them. You know, even years later, no one has anything bad to say about them. So we all have these kind of people in our lives that who were the example of Christ, the light of Christ in the world. And they're people that we can look up to when we want to figure out who or how are we the light of Christ in the world. How do we do that? Of course, this book, the reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah also helps with that a lot. That, you know, he says, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wounds shall be quickly healed. When we serve others as Christ has called us to serve, we are being the light of Christ in the world. We are letting that light shine through us. And it's not about going out and preaching on the street corner. We don't need to stand over there in front of First State Bank and holler, you know, the end is near, convert or die, you know. We don't have to do anything like that. It's living our lives daily in service of others, in service of Christ. And letting that light shine through us. Now, it's difficult to do at times because it might put us in positions that we're not comfortable. It might put us in positions where we're not so sure we want to do that. We're not so sure we want to serve that guy. We want to help that guy who's homeless or who appears to be drunk or whatever. You know, it puts us in places where we might not, we'll have to leave our comfort zone. But yet, that is exactly who needs to see the light of Christ and needs to see it through us. We are the ones who are called to be the light of Christ into the world. We are the ones who are called to let Christ shine through us. So may we truly seek to be the light of Christ in this world of darkness, so much in need of that light, to remove that bushel basket from the lamp and instead let the brilliance of Christ shine through us.